This rarely happens, but once in a while you get a report that somebody found a bat in their house. So now what? A lot of people call Fish and Game officials. However, there are things that you can do. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, with Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
Hey, Rog, I just found a bat in my home. What do I do? Do I call Fish and Game for that?
Well, there's a couple things you can do there, and it depends on the situation. If you came home, nobody's in the house, and you find a bat, really the key thing to remember there is never try to touch a bat with your hands. And I don't think that's a problem for most folks, I don't think we really want to do that. But if you need to handle it anyway, make sure you're wearing leather gloves so that you avoid being bitten. The other situation is if you wake up in the morning and there's a bat in your bedroom or something like that, came in a window, that's another situation where people really need to hopefully capture it and then have it tested for rabies in the unlikely event that it does have it. A little known fact, less than 1% of bats actually have rabies, and most of them who contract it, they die before they ever come in contact with anything. But of course, that possibility is still out there.
Please remember, bats are a valuable part of our environment and are legally protected. Bats provide free pest control by consuming insects that damage crops, saving U.S. farmers over $3 billion annually. A single individual of the bat species known as little brown myotis can consume up to 600 mosquito-sized insects per hour. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.